has not shown that yet.
Mr. McClintock, do you believe that the respondent, strike that, do you think that the respondent may be eligible for a bond?
Because he's not eligible for a bond because he's an arriving alien. What counsel is saying is, in a master plan, we have to prove removability. We don't dispute that. This isn't a master plan under hearing, this is a bond hearing. The burden shifts to them to prove that he's eligible for a bond.
Your Honor, actually, counsel's incorrect. He's not an arriving alien like all other aliens. He's a returning lawful permanent resident. The government has the burden to show removability under 240C3 when it comes to deportability. They're charging him as an arriving alien inadmissible. They have actually, it's not, that's the incorrect standard. The correct standard is clear, unequivocal, convincing evidence. And they can't apply the 240C3. That's for deportability. That is correct for a master calendar hearing. This is for bond. If you're saying he's subject to mandatory detention as a lawful permanent resident, you have to demonstrate that clear, unequivocal, convincing evidence that he should not be admitted.
Okay, well,
and on top of that, if you're going to subject him to mandatory detention, you have to show that he is subject to mandatory detention under 236C, and I'm not seeing that.
I'm saying that I don't have jurisdiction to grant him a bond because he's an arriving alien.
You disagree, Your Honor.
All right, well, then you can appeal.
We will appeal.
What I would prefer to do, given the situation, assuming that he would be 42A eligible, right?
Yes, correct, Your Honor. If there was a conviction that, yes, that made him inadmissible, correct.
Okay, so you're going to fight admissibility anyway.
We're going to deny everything. I haven't seen any conviction documents on this case at all. But
that's
that will,
fine.
We can do that at
what
the
What I was going to do is move this up for you to make it easier for you. But if you want to make it hard, then we can just keep it the way it is. You can go to the board. I was trying to help you out and to help your client to make this smoother. But that's okay. We don't have to do it that way. Not a problem.
No, Your Honor, I'm sorry. I'm not trying to be argumentative here. I'm not understanding your question.
I was asking you just a simple question. It was a yes or no question. You're fighting deportability. I said you're going to dispute deportability. First of all, I said, is he going to be 42A eligible? That's a yes or no question.
Yes, he is absolutely.
Okay, and then the second question is, but you're going to dispute removability, correct?
He's charged as inadmissible, yes.
Okay, that's fine. That's all I want to know. I'm trying to get an idea of what we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
I am going to deny him bond because he's as an arriving alien, and the appeal will be due August 31st. Anything else, then?
No, Your Honor.
Thank you. We're adjourned.
Thank you.
Sir, I can't give you a bond because I don't have the authority. Only Homeland Security has your authority, in my opinion. Your lawyer disagrees. She's going to file the appeal.
And, Your Honor, we're also going to be filing a writ of habeas corpus in the federal district.
Not a problem.
Thank you, Your Honor.
You're welcome.